Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Did you have a nice vacation?
Well, I really wasn't on vacation. I'm just like, I'm working in and out of town all the time, always moving, you know? So, how have you been?
Good. Busy.
Great.
So, you know.
Great. Oh, yeah. Tell me. The voided check, I have to leave this office, so I wanted to...
Email it or fax it?
I emailed it.
No, I didn't get it.
Stupid email. Gosh, I sent it.
I can fax it to you, too.
Yeah, just send it by fax, because I don't know what's going on with the email. You know, I had someone else the other day that was emailing me stuff, and I just wouldn't get anything they were sending. And it wasn't in spam, either.
Wow, that is too weird.
But they did receive emails from me originally, and then it just stopped, and then they were sending me stuff, and it didn't bounce back, and I wasn't getting it.
That's why I better call you, because it's not responding. What's your fax?
The fax, 234 zero. What's that?
0177?
Yes.
Got it. Yeah, it's
perfect.
It's all you should have it. And then I just was going to ask you what if you could let me know. I just thank goodness I have the facts, but I wanted to scan it. Next question. I just want to ask you what the funding process is. We never worked with you before.
Yeah. Did you FedEx that notarized document yet?
I believe I have to see if they picked it up.
Okay. So we'll need that original. I know they're going to send a verification bank link to your wife. Is it Tara or Tara?
Tara. T-A-R-A.
Tara.
How does that work? I mean, I've never, how does that work?
So it's just a link that you click on, and then it just verifies the bank account. It takes 2 seconds. We do that with probably 65 to 70% of all files. They just verify the bank account. That's done. They'll need that original, and I think that's it. The only other thing I can think of is if they have someone come by to take a couple of photos, but I don't know if they're going to request that or not. And
So what happens with the bank thing? Whether they it just makes us a little uneasy if somebody, you know, because all the crap going on out there.
The way it works is it's a third party. It's called Decision Logic. You can look it up, and basically it allows you. You put your username and password in, and they can't see it on the other end, but they can view the account, and they just want to make sure the account is not negative and that another loan hasn't been taken out. So that's what they're looking at.
God.
Yeah. Wow. But you're not giving them your password or anything, but it allows you, when you type it in, for them just to view it, and that's it. So they do that just for like 1 minute, and then that's done.
Okay.
And that's it, yeah. So I'll have an update probably on Monday morning.
So you'll have what here on Monday morning?
An update, yeah, if there's anything else we need. But you know, I don't really see anything right now.
The facts should have come through. And just to confirm, I have to run out, but I don't want to disconnect you. For the FedEx, went to... What address?
Did you print out the label we gave you?
Oh, God. I don't know. I have to ask her.
So there was a link, and all you had to do is print that out, and it had the address on there.
Maybe she did. Let me. Was that on the document?
It was in the email.
Let's see. Dear God, I don't know if I did that.
But I also gave you the address of where it was going as well.
Which, could you give me that? I think it's really nice. Will you send that again real quick, because so I can catch them, that just to make sure I have to call her.
Okay. Yeah, because we pay for the overnight for you so that you don't have to pay for it.
Sorry, yeah, you probably thought, why was I asking you? Because I don't even remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Can you send me that real quick?
Yeah.
I didn't
I'll
even
send
see
it.
That.
And, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay, great. And did the voided check come through?
I just asked. It's in a different department, so they'll give me quick update very shortly.
Let me just see. I just got a confirmation. Yes, it did. It went through to you. I just got a confirmation.
Okay.
Okay, so you should have, please, if you could respond. So just so I can check with her, which document needed, I just want to make sure we didn't screw it up. Which document needed overnight?
It's called a certificate of judgment. It was a separate attachment.
Okay.
I know you have it because you didn't send it back. And it just says that if you default, you're basically responsible for the payments, which, you know, it's a loan, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, we've never had to do that either before.
Yeah. It's not on all of our loans, but on this particular one, we have it. But I'm going to send you the FedEx label again right now. Just click on the link. It's already paid for, so you don't have to put an address or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So what did differentiate a loan having that judgment thing and what doesn't?
Risk levels. So this is a little bit more high risk just because of the nature of the bank statements and not having, you know, we're pretty limited because there was no business name on any of the accounts.
Well, there was on one, but I realized that was
it didn't have the volume going through. So
right.
That would be it. So if you, like I had told you, if you get the business name on all of the accounts and in 4 months or 3 months when we reevaluate everything, hopefully we could switch you out to a different program and you wouldn't have to probably do this again.
Okay,
you have better terms.
Okay, and they won't charge us for the, they won't charge us the closing fees and all that other stuff, huh?
To close the account? Wait, what is that?
No. When we refi.
We would just pay off the balance.
Okay.
And I got your check.
No,
I see
prepayment.
Right here.
You did, right?
Yes, I see
there's
it.
There's no prepayment penalty. So
no, we don't penalize. No, we don't penalize you.
Okay, so if we paid it off, what would happen? Then we would just get some over in excess with different terms. Is that right?
Correct.
Oh, that's in Doral, Florida. So, yeah, they're like down the street. Well, not down the street, but you must be a broker for them.
Well, we're a direct lender. And so that's a partner of ours that would allow for that particular, for not having the business name on there.
I got it.
So what we'd want to do in a few months is when you put the business name on all the accounts, we'd like to fund it in-house.
Okay, we did, by the way, we checked in with our accountant, and we were able to make that switch. That was kind of a silly mistake. It does show all the deposits, but I understand they need to see the name on there.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, I get it. Okay, so very cool. Yeah, they're about an hour and a half south.
Okay, wait a minute. So you sent me the 6348 check.
Mm-hmm.
But we need the 7174, right?
Yeah, but that, wait a minute. Oh, it is 7174 at the bottom, see? Less, that was the number.
Okay, let me look. That's oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
You're cool.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. So,
perfect.
So in the term is how long again? It's 6 months or 3 months. How long is it?
Let's see here. Give one sec.
I don't have anything in front of me. I'm sorry.
This is it's a little under 7 months.
Okay, so a 2.5 months, when you're at 50%, we can get rid of it and go to, do you think they'll give us a larger amount?
That will what?
Do you think they'll give us a larger amount?
Yes. Yes. It all has to do, though, with having the business name on there, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So larger
That's
amount
the key.
In a longer
yes.
term?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You think,
most loans are 12 months to 2 years.
I got it.
Unless you want them to be shorter term. That's up to you because every business runs, you know,
differently. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, so thank you. I'll get it.
Yeah.
So I get it. So that's the, you know, bottom line is if it's paid, I know she was asking me about that. If it's paid on time, we don't have to worry about that form.
No, it's to protect the lender. So they're basically just saying if you default, you know, something will happen, you have to pay them back.
Right. I mean, but you have to pay them back anyway, even if you don't.
Well, yes. But that's all it's saying. So if you make your payments, it's not a big deal. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
We always do. Okay,
good.
Very, very cool.
Perfect. Well, I'll follow up with you on Monday.
Okay, great. Now, provided that's all done and you get this, when will it fund?
What's that?
When will it fund?
Well, I'll have a better time frame on Monday morning.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait for that original document to come back. And then I'll send her the link probably Monday morning as well. It'll take 2 seconds. And then we'll see if there's anything else we'd need. Hopefully we fund it on Monday.
Okay, so
that's the goal.
Like a week or a couple days? Or
what is that?
Does it take a week or a couple days?
No, it only takes a day or two.
Okay, so it should be Monday or Tuesday. It's
yes.
no emergency. I just want to know because I'm out of time.
Yeah, no, so, it'll be quick.
Okay, so first few days of next week.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, Monday, Tuesday for sure.
Great. I appreciate the help, Nicole.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're looking for somebody to grow with. We don't want to have to, you know, you cannot believe the amount of calls I get for finding.
Yeah, sure.
It's like probably 5 or 6 a day. So we don't, you know, we want somebody we can trust that we can just keep rocking and rolling with when we need to.
Yeah, and we want to definitely
stuff on file,
get you into a better program as well.
Okay.
But, it's where you have to start for just a couple months, so.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay. Right.
We always pay, so thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Take care.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.